Zestaw pierwszy. Zadanie trzecie.
Interview. Good morning, listeners. Today we are glad to have Matt Donovan in our studio. Welcome, Matt.
Hello, everyone.
Your game, Word Up, is getting a lot of attention now. It's definitely the leading language board game on the market. What gave you the idea to create a board game?
I was teaching here in Oklahoma, and I discovered that whatever we did in the class had to be fun. And in those days, though there were a few books on the market, like Games for Language Learning, it wasn't that easy to buy them. You couldn't just order them on the internet, of course, because there was no internet back then. I started inventing different types of games to make lessons more exciting. That's what the learners expected from me. This is how Word Up came into being.
How do the students respond to the game when you introduce it during the lessons?
Well, I use it with a new class from the very beginning. You might think the students just can't wait to begin the game. But it's not like that. They seem to be fascinated by the game, but they are usually afraid to open their mouth at that stage. They think they will make too many mistakes. That's what I always notice. Word Up is a good way of helping them to start.
How does Word Up help learners to improve their English?
Well, players obviously practice many language skills, and it works perfectly as a good way to learn new vocabulary. Not because they particularly want to, but because they're totally concentrated on what they're doing. And they have to be if they want to win. They have to listen carefully to the questions asked by other students and give the correct answers. They tend to remember the answers, even if it's not their question.
Now, the question I've been dying to ask you, where did the name Word Up come from?
The African Americans started using the phrase as a general greeting after a popular group, Camelot, sang a hit called Word Up. I heard the hit, and I liked the phrase because it was simple and short. I thought it would be easy to remember.
Thank you, Matt, for coming to talk to us.